Hey, Papa. Congratulations. Where are Mom and Baby? Upstairs sleeping? That's good. I'm sure they need all the rest they can get. I'll have to come back another time to hold the little nugget. I brought over lasagna. Best if it goes straight into the fridge until you're ready to heat it. This pan's a little heavy, though. If you could open the fridge door, I'll just slide it right in there. Great. I hope that helps. I know how crazy it can be with a new baby in the house. So, how did everything go? Everyone healthy? Awesome. That's always such a relief. Though, of course, no matter how well things go, there's always a little healing and adjustment period afterwards. I remember that really well from when Chase was born. When we were leaving the hospital and the doctor said no sex for 6 weeks. Oh, poor Lucas looked like he had just been given a death sentence. How are you doing, though, Big Papa? You look good. I mean, you always look good, but I can only imagine how exhausting it must be taking care of everyone with no one to take care of you. Everyone dotes on the new moms, but we can't forget about the new dads. You guys have needs too. Want to hear something ridiculous? When Chase was born, polygamy finally made sense to me. I was like, this baby needs all of my attention right now, everything I have to give. So if there were another woman in the house who could wash these dishes and give Lucas a blowjob, that would be just fine with me. You like that? It's totally true. Oh, yeah. I bet it has been hard. A big, strong guy like you, taking care of everyone, nowhere to get the release of all that pent-up energy. I mean, I see you running past my place, and I'm sure that helps, but it's not the same. Aw, you're starting to sound so down. It's okay. Here, let me give you a little shoulder rub. You need to relax. Whoa, you are pretty tense. You poor guy. Though I can tell you've, been taking very good care of yourself. These traps and pecs let me know that the pressure of having a first baby hasn't caused you to neglect that famous physique. Well, famous amongst the women on this block, at least. Oh, come on. You didn't know your shirtless after work runs are enjoyed by the women in this neighborhood. Why do you think there are so many of us out on the front steps drinking wine on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays? Oh, yeah. We've got you timed. Wow, your spinal erectors are really tight. Oh, those are the muscles that run down on either side of your spine. Sorry for the jargon. You know I was a massage therapist before law school, right? Yeah, what can I say? I'm a woman of many talents. But you are really tight. Yes, you definitely need some sort of release. You know what? Let's do this. It actually physically hurts me to see you experiencing all this tension. Go stand up against the wall, mister. What's next? You know what comes next. Oh, don't give me your BS objections. You know you need this, and you're no good to your wife or the baby if you're this high strung. You can't take care of them if no one is taking care of you. You're an awesome husband and an awesome dad, and I'm just going to give you a little help to help you relax and stay that way. No one needs to know, but even if they did, I doubt anyone would care. Desperate times call for desperate measures. That's it. Lean your back against the wall. No, don't take off your shoes, you goofball. I don't want you sliding all over. Okay, just relax. I'm gonna kneel in front of you and rub my hands under your shirt. That's nice, isn't it? Nice abs. I wish Lucas would put as much effort into his body as you do into yours. Oh, honey, don't tremble. Has it been that long since you were touched? Don't worry. I'm here to take care of you. Here, let me show you a trick I learned in my college years. I'm gonna take off your belt, unzip you, and pull everything down using only my teeth. These hands are going to stay right here on that beautiful washboard stomach and pointy hip bones. Oh my God, look at your cock. Is that thing for real? I thought I noticed something substantial bouncing around in your running shorts, but that is just... Wow, your wife is a lucky woman. Although, I'm sure a set of cock and balls like this requires a lot of maintenance. Well, that's why I'm here to help. Ooh, let me feel those balls. Don't flinch. I'm going to be nice and soft. Oh, wow, these guys are so swollen. You poor, big, strong man. How long has it been since you blew a load? Okay, let's do it like this. You lean against the wall, and I'll go to work on you. Let me just pull my shirt down so you can have a nice view of my breasts. How do they look under my suit jacket? I was actually speaking in front of a jury this morning. The cleavage never hurts, but let's make sure you have the full view. I know you fellas like that. Oh man, I can barely get my mouth around this thing. No, it's totally okay. This is actually really, really hot for me. Okay. I'm gonna go to town on this. And if you want to come in my mouth, just go ahead. If you prefer to come in my tits, just tap me on my shoulder when you're ready, and I'll spray it all over me. Yeah, you like that? How about when I cup those balls? Oh yeah, that's a good boy. Let out those moans. again if I scratch behind your balls too?
Oh.
I can feel you swelling inside my mouth. Oh, Jesus, you are a beast. Oh. I can tell you're getting close. I think you deserve this special finish that I was famous for in college. I'm going to completely deep throat you while tugging on your balls with my left hand and scratching behind your balls all the way back to your ass with my right. Oh. Are you ready? Oh, yeah, you're ready. That's it. I've got both hands on that massive cock. Spray it on my chest. Yes. Oh, yeah, get that hot mess all over my tits, you stud. Oh, fuck, you wild fucking animal. Oh, here it comes. Yes. Holy shit, this is awesome. Oh my god. How much do you have? That's it. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I've never seen this much cum. Jesus. You stay there. I'm gonna go grab some paper towel from the kitchen and clean myself up with. You know I like to bake, so I know my measurements pretty well, and I'm pretty sure you just spurted at least half a cup of semen on my chest, and I have seen a lot. Yes. Oh, sweetie, you look tired. Why don't you lie back down on the couch? It must have been so uncomfortable having all that viral sperm swelling you up. You poor dear. Here, close your eyes. Here's a kiss on your forehead. Get some rest. You're a great dad and a great husband. There's no shame in needing a little attention for yourself. I enjoyed that quite a bit, in fact. I am sopping wet. I'm gonna go rush home and pounce on Lucas. No. I won't tell him anything. He's working from home today, and we still have more than an hour before Chase needs to get picked up from daycare. Poor Lucas isn't gonna know what hit him. I'm going to walk through that door and just fucking ride him. Yeah, it'll be fun. But I'll be thinking of you and that cock of yours while I do it. I'm just so blown away. You continue to amaze. Okay, I'm off. Congratulations again on that little bundle of joy. And give my best to your wife. Bye.